That's also a throwback joke to yesterday when we did our dry run of this.
And then, like, no one's going to know what that means. And
yeah, exactly.
It's going to be funny.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's between us. I don't give a fuck about everybody.
The following podcast features topics discussed by geeks or under the supervision of nerds. Accordingly, Geek Life and its producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any of the topics or bad impressions performed on this show.
All right, guys, ready to kick it off?
Kick it!
All right. Welcome, everybody, to Geek Life HQ. I'm Justin with an E.
Justin with an I.
And I'm Matt over here in some grass, dude. Check that out.
Ooh. Oh, pass gas or grass. We know what your answer is.
So, yeah, this is our first virtual podcast.
Yeah, you know, I think most of the time you guys were together in the same room, right, when I had to call in?
Yeah, pretty much so.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much.
Justin, are you still not wearing pants?
No, I have pants on.
Oh, okay.
At the moment, but my dick's still out, but my pants are
all right. Well, well, I mean, I you know, obviously I thought that that's how it would go. So, you know, that's how it always is.
Naturally.
The thing I do right when I get home is I take off my pants and I put on basketball shorts. So that's the rotation. And then when I leave,
and now that you live in that deep humidity, you talcum powder yourself up.
The balls, dude.
Yeah, man. It's not soup.
it's more the butthole, you know.
Oh, is that a thing down in Texas?
What, talcum of nuts, dude?
No, talc the butthole.
Like,
dude, swamp ass, dude.
Swamp ass, man.
Yeah, I have never talced my butthole, so I don't know.
Bleach and talc your butthole?
Hey, bleach it?
That's what you send to the children?
Well, you know, I mean, that's the thing. I bleach it because I care about my appearance, and, you know, I care about my craft, and I really don't want my fans to be disappointed.
You don't want your OnlyFans to be like, oh, look at that hairy butthole.
Yeah, and when they say OnlyFans, there's literally only one.
Only one fan.
Yeah,
only one. And his name's fan. Carl.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Jesus Christ.
Bend over nice and slow like.
He's like, show me your feet. I'm like, what?
So, like, dude, the funny thing I was noticing about this last episode that Justin and I weren't in is it has more plays than – like the last like five episodes.
No fucking way.
Yeah, so it's up to like 20 something plays now.
Wow.
And then we grew by like five audience members.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, so awesome. It's good to know that people just hate me and Matt.
No, come on. People love you guys. You came up a lot in the episodes too, guys. You know, we were talking about like you know, what your opinions would be on something and all that, and how Matt would probably call me gay. You know, and after the comments that I made about OnlyFans, I could understand why, but you know, it's okay.
Carl, I know. Don't worry. You ain't gay, buddy.
I know I left a comment on the cookbook photo. I was like, you know how I know you're gay?
Exactly.
Because you did that. You made that cookbook thing.
Yeah, I totally did too. It's coming up in the Week in Geek, but yeah, you're absolutely right. So, and the girlfriend saw that. She's like, oh, why did he put that there? I'm like, because that's what we do.
Because we're guys.
Yeah.
Well, it's riffing off 40-Year-Old Virgin. So, mm-hmm. I mean, and that whole.
Because you like Coldplay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because you like Coldplay. Yeah. Because you
are,
like.
Are we just like a group of Seth Rogans, though? Like different stages.
I would like this is a group of Paul Rudds. We don't age.
Yeah, well, that's not the case, is it?
That's definitely not the case.
No, definitely not.
We're also not the guy that stabbed his wife. So bullshit.
Who stabbed his wife?
That was the Indian guy. I was like, my sheet cannot return to my boot until it has blood.
He really did. Nah, we're not gonna talk about that.
Yeah, he really returned it with some blood.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a little crazy. It's funny. The last time I remember seeing him was in Zach and Mary Make a Porno. And you're like, oh, yeah, he owns the coffee shop. And it's like, okay, what then? It's like, yeah.
And he killed his wife.
Yeah, stabbed her. Yeah. Wait, is that Cliff Booth? Is that his real name? The basic Cliff Booth on? Yeah, poignant reference to Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Doing good, dude. How are you?
Oh, you know, just watching some movies and some stuff and helping this guy over. I mean, the people that are listening can't see our video stream, but the guy to the side of me helping him move.
Yeah, I've down to Texas at least twice now in the last 2 weeks.
Damn.
There and back and then back. So, yeah, I'm sick of driving, and I'll have to make it at least once a month for the next, like, 3 months now. So,
wow. How many miles is that, you know?
It's like 1,100 or like 1,150 one way.
And you said it was over 12 hours, right? How many hours?
Yeah. If I leave, I left at 5 in the morning and I got to the hotel about 9:30 and I was about 4 hours away. So
wow,
that's a day of driving. That's a solid like 12-hour day of driving.
Damn.
And I still have 4 hours left. So, I mean, I could probably do it tomorrow if I had to, but it's nice to get some breaks in.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Cause you're because not just like sucks. Shit the next day.
Yeah. You know, that's why I want to do the bulk of it in one day. And then that next day kind of just chill and just only have a few hours left and then kind of get to where I need to get earlier and then rest. And then
he likes to stop for the night, pick up a lot lizard and then have his way with her and then return to the road.
You stop at any good him truck stops? Him or her.
there's not really any good truck stops along the way, man. It's just I look for Shell gas stations. You know, it's not like a major, like you do major highways like in Illinois, but you get like through St. Louis and then like Arkansas, it's kind of like fucking weird two-lane highways, and then you get
it's like a back road almost.
Yeah, oh, wow. And then you get like the edge of Arkansas, like right before Texas, and it like opens up and it's a nice highway.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
You got Buc-ee's.
Yeah, Buc-ee's is that you get that first Buc-ee's there, you know, in Texas, right outside of Dallas.
I mean, everybody loves Buc-ee's.
That's probably the nicest truck stop. I mean, because they you can get your brisket, you can take a shit, you can eat like a pudding cup. And then
do they have pay showers?
No, not at Buc-ee's.
Oh, okay.
They're not that classy, dude.
They don't right. They don't allow semi trucks. It's only cars only.
No, it's only cars.
No semi.
But, yeah.
Onlycars.com. That sounds like a new website.
No Pepsi.
So only cars. What are you just like taking the bras off of the front of cars and stuff? And
you know, welcome to my site, like the open gas cars. Tank.
is that a new thing we invented? Onlycars.com.
Like oh, it. look at that tailpipe.
Show me a picture of your tires.
They do like tailpipe extensions.
Oh, weird.
And then like
videos of tire rotations.
or like it's like mashing some food but with tires.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's or, just weird.
Oh, this week my car's getting an alignment.
Ooh, kinky.
Yeah. Oh gosh, dude. I'm sure there's someone out there that likes that kind of shit.
Dude, there's a lot of guys that
would
be like,
what was that
like,
movie? The Mexican with Javier Bardem, and he's talking about Cameron Diaz on how she's like actually having sex with his car. And he says that it looked like a suckerfish, you know, on the windshield when she was like rolling down the rolling down the front of the car. Looked like a suckerfish.
Is that Brad Pitt's in that one?
I believe so. Yeah, that's the Mexican.
It's about the gun. We're going to get the gun or something.
Yeah, it's like I think almost like Desperado, but it's not.
And then Gandalf Feeney's in a little bit too. Like he's chasing him or something.
Was he in that?
I think so. He played the mob guy kind of going after him.
I think this is a different movie then. I don't know. I'll have to look it up, but it's got Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, it sounds freaking familiar, dude.
Javier Bardem. I know what you're talking about though, because
and he's like El Camino.
Yeah. But yeah, the suckerfish part, that's kind of interesting.
Let's see.
I mean, now I got to look that up. I'm like, what is that?
No, the Mexican is with Brad Pitt and Julia Roberts.
Oh, yeah, fuck that.
And then it's
not that one.
I don't know which one you're talking about. I think we're getting two movies confused.
Yeah,
I think we're getting a bunch of movies mixed up here.
I definitely don't watch movies with Julia Roberts in them usually. So
you should watch The Mexican, though. It's good because Brad Pitt's in it. He's kind of funny. That's an old
movie. I like The Mexican. It was a good movie.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I can't say all movies. Like, I liked Conspiracy Theory with her in it. But
that's a great fucking movie, dude.
Conspiracy Theory was great.
She's in it like minimal, dude. And that's like, that's not even Mel Gibson acting, dude. That's just fucking Mel Gibson being Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson.
That was actually Mel Gibson. Yeah.
Yeah. That's such a great movie, dude, when his eyes are fucking taped up and he's in the wheelchair and he can't see and he's like, and he's like stabbing and shit. It's like fucking Jesus Christ, dude. Fucking such a great movie, dude.
He fucking puts combinations on all his food.
No, oh, yeah,
I think it's called The Counselor, by the way.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll have to watch that one.
You're way off.
Yeah, and Brad Pitt's in this one, so this is the
one. So we were like fucking really fucking up there, dude.
Yeah.
This yes. Apologize to the fucking people who
I'm sorry, Javier Bardem. Please don't kill me with that cow thing from No Country for Old Men.
Oh god, dude.
That was a good movie. I haven't seen that one in a while. I don't know if it's a good rewatch, though.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it since it came out.
It's just a fun movie, dude. You know, and all. It's just like, it's so interesting. It's fucking the way, like, he kills the people. And it's just like, you think he wouldn't be that intimidated by that kind of a thing. But, like, you are, you know. Because it's like one shot and he has to reload it, dude. So, fuck, yeah. Right? You know, just like wait till he shoots his load off and just punch him, dude. It's like, fuck that
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, right. And everyone's I guess just, I just like, never so got paranoid.
I just never got Clint Eastwood's, like, the ending of it. Or wait, it wasn't Clint Eastwood. It was
Coen Brothers.
No, Brolin. Not Coen Brothers. Who was it at the end? Who was played the sheriff? It was, what's his name? Fucking
Woody. Oh, yeah, I know you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, shit.
One of those guys.
I confused this movie with Casa de Mi Padre. So,
yeah.
Did you guys watch that?
I did watch that.
I tried to watch it one time. I didn't make it through it.
I watched the whole damn thing. You know, yeah. It's just like, hey, you want to watch a Spanish movie with Will Ferrell in it? Yeah, I do.
It's like 30 minutes of it and I'm good.
Yeah, it was pretty bonkers.
Yeah. So. Jumping into new movies, Matt, did you watch? I know Justin watched it. Did you watch Those Who Wish Me Dead?
No, I haven't. I haven't watched that. I haven't had a chance to even catch up on anything in the last 2 weeks.
Garbage movie. Garbage movie.
What's the fucking last thing I watched? We got HBO for
Mortal Kombat, right?
Mortal Kombat, and that's the last new movie I watched.
So I'm interested to hear why Justin thinks this movie's garbage, because I watched it and I'm like, it's all right.
I don't even know who's in it.
Angelina Jolie. And okay. John Barenthal.
Oh, yeah. I watched it.
John Barenthal wasn't bad, but okay, so she played the synopsis of the movie. There's a guy, he finds something out, you never know what.
He's a forensic accountant.
Yeah, that's all you know, but you never know what he finds or why these people are hunting him. He writes a note. These guys kill him. Angelina Jolie is a firefighter, like a hotshot woodland firefighter, a smoke jumper.
Yeah,
she's in the woods. Montana. She finds this kid in the woods, and basically she's there to save him. Fucking movie ends. You don't know anything.
I probably won't watch that one.
It's about the journey, bro.
Like when. No, as soon as you said that, it reminded me of that John Cena movie where he plays that smoke jumper with that.
I liked the John Cena movie where he plays a
fire. I watched it and I thought this movie's gonna be shit, but then after seeing it, I'm like, fuck yeah, dude, that's entertaining.
It's a good family movie. Fucking kids
movies, man. John Cena is hitting
John
Leguizamo out of the park.
Was really good in it.
They're all good. The whole fucking cast.
Yeah, and was it Peele? No, not Jordan Peele. It's the other one. Keenan Key?
Yeah, the skinny one.
Yeah, Keenan Ivory Key.
Keenan Ivory Wayans.
No, the other one.
But, yeah, no, the John Cena movie I liked. This Angelina Jolie movie was garbage.
So did you not like it because of, like, its unrealistic nature of being like a smoke jumper or something like that, or like,
dude, this is sad. I'm not gonna watch it.
Okay, here's the thing. Okay, if you don't want to spoilers, stop listening. If you want to hear me rant about this, then keep listening.
I want to hear the rant. I have been dying to hear this rant.
No one gives a fuck about the movie, so go ahead.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Okay, I grew up with all these guys. My mom worked for the smoke jumpers and the hot shots. I grew up around all these guys, so I know how they work. This movie was so fucking unrealistic in how these people work, it's not even funny. Like, they all, like, took it as, like, some joke. At one point, they literally jumped out of a fucking plane. They did not have axes. They did not have chainsaws. They jumped out of a fucking plane with a little backpack. I was like, no. These guys jump twice. These guys jump with, like, 200 pounds of equipment on.
See, you look at it like how I look at most movies. I'm like, that's not real.
Yeah.
It wouldn't happen like that. Well, if it wouldn't happen like that, then it wouldn't be a movie, probably, right?
I know, but even... There's just, I don't know, like, she gets hit by a bolt of lightning, and she's just like, I'm fine.
Damn, dude.
Not even, like, fucking dead for, like, a day. She's, like, knocked out for, like, 5 minutes, and the kid's like, you got hit, and she's like, no, I'm good.
Oh.
Wow. What did you think of Jolie's acting?
It wasn't horrible, but I did have to laugh. I'm like, this woman has fallen out of her fire tower twice now. And she's perfectly fine.
She did.
Jesus, dude.
She fell out twice, and every time she's just like, ouch.
Yeah, that's literal quote.
Yeah. And, I mean, I did have to laugh when, like, the final big fight scene in the fire in the woods and everything, when she fucking took the axe and hit the guy, and he goes, stop!
Oh my god, dude.
Yeah,
definitely not gonna watch that shit.
It reminded me of the Family Guy scene when they're in prison and the serial killer sits down, geez. He stabs himself and he's like, ow, is that what that feels
that really
like?
Does that really does hurt? No.
Is this what I've been doing to people?
Oh god.
and then the whole part with John Bernthal and his wife. Like, that whole story.
She was dude.
I gave her credit with the bear mace and the fire. I'm like, that's fucking awesome. She burned their asses. The part I didn't like was she ran outside with a rifle. Instead of just fucking sniping them at the door, she, like, ran away. And then she comes back to snipe them later.
They did have automatic rifles, though, or automatic weapons.
Like, dude, that's just too much, man. Fuck that shit.
And the problem, too, like, they show up at the house. They fucking kill everyone except for, like, John Bernthal. And they're like, we have your wife. He never goes, oh, let me see her. Or anything like that. He's like, here's all my guns and everything. I'm cool.
The thing with a movie like that, it sounds like they were trying to be, like, realistic, but then try to make this, like, epic kind of, like, action, like, fun movie as well. And you can't do both. You just have to go over the top, and people are going to be like, they went over the top, but that was fucking cool.
Yeah.
Stories, like kind of like John Wick. Story kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Kind of like on the light, but it's epic with, like, the fight scenes, and it's like, it's super unrealistic, but it's fucking great, dude. You can't have the best, like, you can't have a drama and, like, this action, great action movie as well.
You nailed it right there, actually.
Yeah. And that's the biggest part, but the nail in the coffin of why I hated this movie, the ending.
No tits.
They killed the bad guys.
All right, that is true. No tits.
And I mean, you still have no clue what the guy find out, what he found out.
What did he find out?
Like, you have no clue. And he wrote a note to his damn kid. You don't even never hear what's on this.
See, I hate shit like that. It's like, just show the fucking note, dude.
He's been talking about this note the whole movie. He's been showing this note. You have no idea what it says.
It's fucking blank.
Or anything like that. You don't find out at the end. It just ends when the kid goes, what happens to me now? Cut to black.
It's fucking a Sopranos ending, dude.
Yeah, well, because that's the thing. Stupid. You can't expect that she's going to take care of him, but you want her to.
But
so but you still so you, like so you decide, and it's one of those, like, fucking. When you remember those books where you, like, turn to page 3 for this, turn to page 10.
Yeah, choose your own adventure.
So you got to choose your own ending, dude.
But see, if you're going to end it, at least end it with, like, okay, what's going to happen to me now? And then she goes, oh, I don't know. And then at least, like, cut to, like, a news, like, fake news reporter being like, this is Tara whatever on the scene is, you know, something, something, something. Like, tell why the fuck these guys are even chasing him.
Yeah, it was. Like, there was a lot left to the imagination for sure.
Like literally,
it's funny because there were some big name actors in this, but this was a very under the radar film.
It was a very poorly done film.
I think it was cheap. There was only like six actors in it.
Sounds like it was rushed. Sounds like
it was definitely a
COVID job that was rushed.
It definitely seemed like it. Like, it seemed like they were like, the movie's a little long. We got to make some cuts. And they cut out all the scenes that explain the fucking movie.
I
think they just planned not to tell us. You know, like, that was like, we don't need.
Maybe that.
I remember the guy that played the dad was in Day of the Dead. You remember that film, like, way back?
Yeah.
So he was in that. And I'm like, okay, so I know him. You know, the main bad guy was from Game of Thrones. He played Littlefinger. And Nicholas Holt, who plays Beast in the X-Men movies, he was the other bad guy. Then you have Angelina Jolie, John Barenthal. I did not recognize his wife. Did you?
Tyler Perry for 2 seconds.
Yeah, that was odd. Tyler Perry was in there, and I'm like, is that Tyler Perry? No, that wasn't Tyler odd Perry.
He's got to get in. He's got to get in them white movies, dude. You know, like
dude, literally, he plays. He plays the boss of an organization you have no fucking idea. They're just like, he's here.
I bet this ties into John Wick.
I hope not, dude.
Yeah.
Like, literally, I don't know, dude. There was just so much non-explained stuff.
Dude, the thing about the John Wick's movies that makes them so good is the simplified story that, like, it's like, boom, boom, fight. Cool, dude. Yep. I'm in, dude. Fuck it. You don't need to have this. They're kind of building this organization up throughout the three, but you don't even need that, dude. It gets more. So I think the fourth one, they might even go too deep and you're going to be like, hey, I'm done. You know?
Oh, like the prince in a tent where he has to cut his
off, see, that know? Was just too fucking much, dude. It was like, he basically did that for nothing, dude. You could have just done that at home, man, if you're just going to go against this fucking guy.
Shit. I think the scene with the prince was just, that was kind of like, because it just wasn't in action sync with the rest of the movie.
I know, they were like, we need a reason for him to go to the desert. Cool, okay.
No,
they didn't. They really didn't.
I don't know, man. See, the third one's my least favorite, dude. So
funny, they could have done that via Skype, you know? Yeah. It could have been like a whole Skype thing. He's like, I've got my finger, and check it out. Whoa. Wow, John, you cut your finger off. Thank you. Oh, welcome.
All I know is they need the bad guy from this last movie to be in the John Wick movie so I can go, stop!
I want them to send out Warm Bodies as the main zombie there. You remember him?
Yeah.
I want them to bring back Hans Gruber from Die Hard and John Wick somehow and have him.
German this is my corpse because I am dead. I can't come back. Actually, John McClane.
I saw a great video that was on Funny or Die. It had Hans Gruber and Tom Cruise from Tropic Thunder dealing with each other. Yeah, that was a great video because he's like, who wears this? He's like, I will literally fucking massacre you.
Nice.
That's awesome.
I'll have to send it to you guys because it was
great. I would watch that movie.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
Tom is definitely my favorite part of Tropic Thunder.
Tom Cruise as that character just needs his own movie, dude.
He's very Terry Tibbs.
Yeah, Terry Tibbs, yeah.
But I also like that Matthew McConaughey has that role.
That's what I was going to say. That's my second favorite character in the whole movie.
I mean,
there's some great characters in that film.
That movie's just so over the top, dude. That's why it works. Is because you're not getting all of this one of those. You're getting this like a little bit of piece of all of them, and it makes you more. You know.
Well, I think the great thing about that movie is it literally shows how Hollywood people act when they're not on camera.
Well, we know that already.
No, I know, but I'm just saying because the way they portrayed, I think, just makes it even better.
Yeah.
I just like to say, you make me happy.
Oh, I'm just going to drink this booty sweat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in love with a girl. Her name's Lance. I mean.
What do you mean?
That's so fucking hilarious, dude.
Did you just say Lance?
Yeah, it's a girl's name.
No, I said she's in my pants.
And that's why Blu-ray wins out over high definition DVDs, guys.
Watching that movie again, Jack Black's my least favorite in that whole movie.
Oh yeah, 100%. You don't need him. You don't need him. You don't need that character at all. You know?
He does kill a panda.
Yeah, I mean,
he was my least favorite.
I mean, yeah, totally. Like I've fallen out of love with him, dude. Like, I used to just think anything he would do is fucking awesome, but like the more shit he does, it's just like, take a step back, dude. Because he just regurgitates the same shit, you know?
Yeah.
So
I like Danny McBride in that film.
Danny McBride was great.
He's my favorite part. They could have combined Danny McBride's character and Jack Black's character, and they could have done all that stuff, because it's just kind of the outlandish stuff. They could have just had him blown up shit the fucking whole time, and it would have been way better, dude. Because more than
even McBride. Nick Nolte was great.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah.
You don't even lose your damn fingers.
I never even was in the war.
Oh my God, dude.
I think that was the last time anyone ever saw Nick Nolte.
Shit, dude.
No, I'm just kidding. I think he did The Mandalorian. So,
yeah, he did that. He also did the movie A Walk in the Woods, which I like.
I didn't watch that.
Is it just him walking around the woods for 2 hours? Like, I can't find my town.
No, it's about him and this guy that he grew up with, and they go hike the Appalachian Trail.
Oh, it sounds really cool.
Is this like bucket list type of like two old guys doing shit?
Kind of, but it's. I thought it was pretty funny actually.
Okay.
Like it starts out like they're like huffing and puffing, and like a little girl with like a Barbie doll walks past them like it's nothing. And
that's funny.
No, it's actually awesome. Pretty good.
So did we ever actually talk about Mortal Kombat then? Because I don't know if we talked about it yet.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, we did. Okay.
Yeah, we talked about it in the podcast before we left.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know it's been a while. It's been a while. We got to remember these things.
Yeah,
I don't remember shit. I can't remember my morning.
Well, I woke up with wood, and it's all hazy after that.
Nice.
Yeah, what happened to my tail?
Lotion on its skin.
Yeah, lotion. Yeah, that's good.
What's the lotion on its skin, or else it gets the hose again?
Is this like a big old fat person or what?
So we tried to get some impressions on
that last episode too. So.
Oh shit! Really? Uh oh.
Yeah, we're doing the Arnold, and you know we did.
Oh, nobody can do Arnold. Oh, nobody can do Arnold except for me.
They're talking about Aries Spears doing it and doing the mating call for Arnold.
Yeah.
What were you going to ask, Justin, when I so rudely interrupted?
You son of a bitch! Yep. I was going to say, have you watched anything new?
Oh, definitely, man. I just got finished watching Love, Death, and Robots on Netflix. So that's pretty cool. They're about 12-minute shorts, and they're all like mind-fuck Twilight Zone sort of things, but it's all computer animated.
Hmm.
Yeah, I saw the new season came out. Yeah,
really interesting. It's kind of way out there. Jupiter's Legacy, did you guys watch this?
I started watching it. I just can't get through it.
Yes.
I saw it on there, but I haven't started it yet.
So it exists. No one can say it doesn't.
I liked the first episode. And then it went downhill.
What's the hook is my question. What's the hook? Because it's like, all right, we have the boys and it's better. We have Invincible, which is even better than that. Yeah. You know, it's like we've got any number of things and all that. And it's like, it's just white noise at this point. It's like, all right, you have Josh Duhamel.
It's like when Caribou Coffee came into the play, you know, came into the mix, and it was like, there's already Starbucks and there's already Dunkin' Donuts, and the Caribou Coffee's like, yeah, what about us? And they're just trying to mock it, dude. And like,
they're like, I guess we'll sell our K-cups to your office.
Pretty
much. It's kind of like the 98 Degrees to NSYNC and Backstreet Boys.
Yeah. This is very Wayne's World. You should pursue that.
Like it exists
in many ways. It'll never be as good as the original.
it's kind of like a Google Plus over an iPhone. Yeah.
Clearly 98 Degrees was superior to NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, but they never made a commercial success, even after working for Disney. Wow, this is great. I mean, Justin,
and then we look at the camera and all wink.
But I mean, well, like the Jupiter show, like the production's good, the cast is all right. But I don't know. It's just something about it. The story's just not there for me.
I like the idea that they're really old. They've been superheroes for 90 years and stuff. Like, okay.
Watchmen did it.
Did it. Kind of.
You know. Watchmen did it, but in a different way.
That's a good fucking show, though. You know, I mean,
Simpsons did it.
Yeah. Oh, Simpsons always. Did you see Homer with the trunk full of gas?
Yeah, dude. I was about to say that. Like, oh, fucking Simpsons, goddamn, did it again, dude. Fuck.
Is that in Texas there? Or people putting a
No. Yeah. It's only on the fucking East Coast, dude.
East Coast, so
Yeah, gas is like two. I paid two fucking like 60 something today, 63 or something. A gallon or 58, I can't remember.
I paid in blood and semen today.
Yeah, I punched a dude in the throat and fucking siphoned his gas out.
Wait, will your car run on semen? No, I'm doing this all wrong.
I had to give semen and blood, not mixed together.
Oh, I love that joke from Predator 2 where, you know, Bill Paxton is up there and he's saying, so I went to the doctor and the doctor said, I'm going to need a urine, blood, and stool sample. So I said, hey, can I just leave my underwear?
Nice.
Classic Bill Paxton. We just had the anniversary of his passing too.
Yeah, dude died young, man. That's fucking crazy. Dude,
oh, and then so we should good. We gotta say RIP to Clifford's dad, dude.
Well, his uncle, right?
Oh yeah,
his uncle. I'm not going to dinosaur world. That's right. That's the Charles Grodin impression. So you know,
Charles Grodin, man,
the dad from Beethoven and
dude. When you guys were talking about Grodin, I thought you were talking about Josh Grodin, dude.
Oh, Josh Grobin.
Grobin. I was like, who the fuck are you talking about? You fuck
you're
that
like,
guy.
You're like, why would I be sad if he passed away?
You know, the nostrils that sings.
Yeah.
Now
you got Beethoven, Clifford.
Yep.
Yeah.
How I Married an Axe Murderer.
I forgot he was in that.
Yeah, he was also in Taking Care of Business, Heaven Can Wait, The Lonely Guy.
Heaven Can't Wait. Woman in Red. Dude.
I know he was in The Woman in Red, Midnight Run, The Great Muppet Caper.
Yep. Dude was in everything, pretty much.
Midnight Run was a cool movie. Him and De Niro. That was pretty fun, you know, where he was like a bounty hunter and he's trying to get Charles Grodin.
Is it like where they, is it nighttime and they just go for a jog?
Yeah, it's like old school. They're like, we're streaking. We're going to go to the quad.
Nice, dude. Nice. I was going to bring up about Invincible to bring it back to that. It's like, did you see the controversy with.
King Kong.
Yeah. Yeah. He was in the 76 King Kong. Absolutely.
Eve's like a logo, how they simplified it. It's like a feminism sign with like the atomic thing going over it, like in the comic book, but they simplified it. It looks like just an X crossing out the feminism, like the female sign. So they simplified it too much. And then
did you read the retraction on that? They said it was the animation studio. So the funny thing about this is this cartoon has been in the can for at least 4 years.
Yep.
Right. Like the voiceover work was done 5 years ago, but this is like 4 years. This has been in the can. They had to fix this. Yeah. So they didn't get the idea that it's like, okay, this is going to be a thing. They got lazy. And then they just realized they're like, shit, we got to fix this because, you know, the way the world is 5 years later.
Oh, dude, they're going to have to fix it, dude. I mean, I think even Kirkman came out and said, it's like, they were like, yeah, it's like, we didn't mean to do that. It was just this to make the animation process go faster, to simplify that.
And I get it. It's a complicated thing. You know, there's eight rings, you know, instead of two. So, But, you know,
there's eight rings.
Maybe think about these things. Like, I wish, right? I was looking online today to see, like, how much does it cost to buy the swords from Lord of the Rings?
what swords?
All of them.
Like what kind of swords, dude?
Like from the main characters
that they were screen used or what?
Oh God, no. I mean like replicas and shit.
Oh, okay.
Like,
Justin spending that child money.
Man, I don't have that yet, man.
He's $300 a month's gonna be coming in. I got to plan.
I got to plan the next year. So
yeah, I mean that's like three swords a month. You know, it's like they're for maybe the kids. Like every other month another extra little sword. So
daggers.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Daggers.
Oh god, dude.
I did maybe an axe. See,
you know.
I did see on someone's post that Disney is now selling the Darksaber at Disneyland.
No, oh, nice.
Did you guys see the picture that I sent?
Dude, I sent you that like a month before you sent it.
Well, it was out, so I don't know.
Well, motherfucker, I fucking sent it, dude. And you
sorry,
were like,
I saw
and both and both you guys were that's fucking good. Like what?
I'm not gonna say that.
I don't know. It's whatever. You were like, yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
I still think whatever.
It's cool. I don't fucked up, Aaron.
Aaron.
You darn fucked up. It's all good. Do we have any word on when the Mandalorian next season's coming out? Anything like that?
I'm gonna guess so. October.
I don't know, man. I don't know, dude.
I hope so. I hope they get going on this. And
I'm still boycotting Disney, dude.
Boba Fett's gonna be out in December. I know that.
Yeah.
I mean, I still have Disney Plus, and I've been watching the Mighty Ducks show, and actually, it's not bad.
Nah. They fucking charged me today. I still have Disney Plus.
Oh. We canceled it, dude. Fucking as soon as it happened. With that.
So,
whole...
Mighty Ducks is basically Cobra Kai with hockey. So, it fills that need.
Cobra Kai is still better, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. Cobra Kai is amazing.
I mean,
I don't know. We're getting more Gordon Bombay now. We actually got a. Did you watch the reunion episode that had the original?
Yeah, of course.
In it?
With Aberman. Yep.
Yeah.
All those yeah, kids and still Adam Banks. Same,
pretty much.
Yeah. Goldberg or what? No Goldberg.
No, no Goldberg.
Well, then it's not a fucking complete thing, dude.
Hey man, Colton was there.
I'm not watching it.
And the kid with the kid that I didn't remember that I thought was her little brother, but turned out to be her husband. I'm like, that was weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't remember that kid either. I was like, who the fuck is that? I had to go and look him up.
The other kid, right? The Asian kid, he was from the movie? Or like the second movie or something?
He was from the one where they go compete in like the Olympics.
That was the second.
That's a shit one, dude.
The knuckle puck? No way, man.
Yeah. I mean, I watched those movies, but I really wasn't a fan, dude. Like, yeah, it's a movie, you know, like
it's one of those things. I feel like for the show, you probably would have had to be a fan, you know,
like for hockey movies. The movie Miracle is a way better hockey movie.
Oh, well, yeah, Miracle's but fucking Miracle amazing. Came out yeah. way after Mighty Ducks. Everything.
Still, dude, like,
I mean, actually, dude, I mean, if you're talking about great hockey movies, the greatest hockey movie of all time is Slapshot.
And that's a great movie, man. And that's
I like Goon.
Goon's good, too.
Goon is great, too.
Goon 2, Slapshot, Miracle.
Slapshot 2.
Mystery Alaska.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Yep.
Does Happy Gilmore count?
Yes. I mean, if it counts for anything, it counts for hockey and golf.
Because he tried to take his skate off and stab somebody.
Yeah, that's why he got let go.
It's like 50-50, dude.
Yeah, it is. It's a push. But what else do you really have for hockey, then?
That's it, dude.
I know there's a curling movie with Leslie Nielsen. Men with Brooms.
Oh, jeez, dude.
That exists. Yeah, there's got to be, like, more. What about The Cutting Edge? You remember that one? Where he was a hockey player who was going blind.
Oh, then he goes to figure skating? Isn't that it?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good one. Not.
Yeah, not. I guess he doesn't like D.B. Sweeney. So
I love D.B. Sweeney, dude.
Him I do
and,
too.
And fucking Field of Dreams, dude. Right? No.
Oh, dude, Field of Dreams is a great movie.
Is he in there?
All right.
He must be. I don't know.
Or
if you're making it up, now it's canon. So
No. He's in 8 Men Out with John Cusack.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, with the David Strahan or whatever.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Oh.
Yeah. All right. So here's your list of best hockey movies.
Okay, good. Pretty you much beat me to it. Awesome.
All right, so
there's
MVP, Most Valuable Primate.
Oh, instant classic.
It's about a monkey that plays hockey.
Yep. I'm a pass.
Is Matt LeBlanc in that one?
I believe so. You got Tooth Fairy.
Oh,
Wayne
yeah.
The Rock Johnson nice. Plays a hockey player.
Right.
You have all the Slap Chop movies, 1, 2, and 3.
Slap Chop, dude? Like SCN TV?
Slap Chop. Yep.
Yep. That's they made a third one in what, 2015?
Yes.
Maybe 2010.
You got Breakaway, which looks like an Indian movie.
Pass.
Wait, Maximum Risk. What about that one with Jean-Claude Van Damme? Is that
We forgot about the Love Guru.
That's hockey?
No.
Yeah, okay. Because remember, he's hired to be the...
They get their mojo back or whatever?
Yeah, to help the hockey players.
I don't think we forgot it, Justin.
I watched about 10 minutes of that movie, and I was like, whoa, dude.
All I have to say, Mariska Hargitay.
Yeah, I just honestly, the best part of that was Justin Timberlake. I just like the part where he comes out and he's like, hey, I got the Quebec Indian pizza. It's a Pop Tart with a ketchup on it.
Yeah, he's good in small doses too. So
I don't know, man. I love Justin Timberlake as an actor.
Actually, I think he's a better actor than people give him credit for.
Him in that Alpha Dog movie.
I think he's just fucking, about at that point, great. Like not fucking underrated, great. Not overrated. He just does the job.
He did great in Social Network.
Yeah.
In Time?
That's out a great time, one.
I don't know if it's Out of Time. Something like that. But yeah, the one with him and
Scarecrow.
Amanda Seyfried.
Yeah.
Southland Tales. I remember that. That was a weird movie.
Southland Tales was weird. I just didn't understand it.
Jerry O'Terry's in that movie, and I'm like, what the fuck?
That movie has like every single fucking person in it. That's always just like, huh? Yep.
The Rock is actually in that movie, so I concur. Yep. Sarah Michelle Gellar's in it.
Since we've mentioned The Rock a couple times, what's like his best movie?
His best movie?
Yeah. Just overall.
I don't know why The Rundown comes to mind. But
dude,
my was The Rundown.
The Rundown? Yeah. And then the other one with Johnny Knoxville, Walking Tall.
Yeah, Walking Tall was good.
Fucking great.
Other guys, even though he's not the star. Be Cool, he was really good in.
Yeah, I liked Be Cool.
Jumanji was pretty damn good.
I like him in Jumanji.
Huh.
I mean, I like all his movies, even his shitty ones. They're entertaining.
Well, funny. I remember you had us watching Faster, and I'm like, oh, shit, yeah. I'd never seen this. That was pretty decent.
Faster was actually really good. That one was a very underrated movie because it didn't go out in the theaters.
You know who took over all the Rock roles for like kids movies? Fucking Dave Bautista.
Yeah.
You know, he's done a couple kids movies, right?
John Cena now, man.
And Cena, man. But
okay, it's taken two people to fill that hole for the kids movies.
Like, hey, why are you filling kids holes, dude? That's weird.
Oh, yeah. Baywatch. Skyscraper was garbage.
Central Intelligence,
garbage. I didn't really care for. San Andreas, Fast and Furious was horrible.
Not King Kong, but what's the one?
Rampage.
Rampage, yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Rampage wasn't bad.
I didn't care for Rampage, but like I said, it's his movies. Even when I'm like, they're kind of stupid, I'm like, I still enjoy it. I still own them all, so I can't say anything.
Yeah, I was just thinking. I'm like, you do. Oh, he was in the second G.I. Joe. Something.
Yeah, it was a G.I.
Joe goes to the toy store. I don't know, whatever it's called.
So, like, as a Rock fan, would you vote for him for president?
I mean, that's the premise of his TV show.
I know. I don't like it.
It's that he was?
I don't know,
yeah.
Dude.
Matthew, yeah, I would. Why not?
Matthew McConaughey's making a push, and I kind of like Matthew McConaughey more.
He's making a push for governor, which I wouldn't vote for. I would vote for him for Mayor Austin or something, but, like, you know?
I don't know.
Do you guys still have capital punishment? Maybe he just wants to, like, give people, like, pardons and shit. It's like, oh, pardon me, pardon you.
Nah. He's like, I pardon him, and they stay the same age.
All I know, dude, is all I know is if he runs, dude, his campaign slogan better be, all right, all right, all right.
God, dude.
Fucking A. That is a great campaign slogan.
If he's running down there, your ass is sending me some shit for Matthew McConaughey.
Welcome to the Dallas Voters Club, everyone.
Oh, shit. And it's just a bunch of dudes with AIDS, like fucking chicks with AIDS. It's like, oh. Like, where am I at, dude? It's fucking weird.
I'm like, I don't know that that's exclusive to Dallas, but okay.
I didn't get that fucking memo, dude. Like, yeah, I'm in the wrong fucking place, dude.
All like, I know, dude, is if he runs, you better call him and let him know you didn't get a TiVo.
Nice.
Oh, man. Is that like an Ed TV reference? Or
no, Tropic Thunder, no. Dude.
Yeah, Thunder, I got you your time. Fucking TiVo.
He's like, through thick and thin, I got this for you. What's his name? Shooter or something? And like,
Tuggernaut. Hey, Tuggernaut.
Tuggernaut. Jesus Christ, dude.
Remember, that's how he saves the day at the end of the movie. He throws the TiVo and it blocks the missile.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Oh, He's got to restart the Wi-Fi. There's a dog.
Oh, got a dog in the way. Dog ass.
No, I didn't have to restart it. I'm just dying, so I put the fan on. It's Texas hot in this here room.
Well, we should probably get into Week in Geek, though, huh?
Well, we could, you know, or we could talk more about
the Rock. We've kind of been talking about it on and off.
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, I honestly haven't done shit, dude, except for pack, unpack, and then, yeah, that's it, dude. And drive, it feels like. You know, I'm going to... which I could probably say for next week, but I'm going to a new flea market in Austin. I'm going to check it out to see if I can scope some fucking deals and steals, dude. But I'll let you know next week.
What are you looking to buy the most? Like, what are you buying right now?
Everything, dude.
Used doll hair.
No, I'm with you on that. It's got so many uses.
Women's lingerie, dude.
They sell them in the flea markets?
Women's lingerie.
Used really good. Like, used up.
Oh, like used good? Okay.
Yeah. No, like...
like the crispy ones?
I'm really looking for, like, any kind of vintage clothes, man. I mean, that's number one.
He moved down to Texas to find Chicago Bulls stuff.
Oh, yeah, right? And I have...
But there's one thing I know about the 90s. They didn't make a lot of it.
No, they didn't. No. None of it, dude.
And you know, in the mid-90s, you know what was not popular? The Charlotte Hornets. So if you're looking
for... The Oakland Raiders.
Yeah. They're just not, you know, there's nothing.
Or the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, I've never heard of them.
49ers? Never heard of who are they?
Yeah. Yeah, the 49ers? Who? Prospectors?
Well,
God. I think there was a point where I recall literally everybody coming into...
Gumming?
Yeah, all gumming. No
dot,
teeth.
Dot gum?
Coming into like junior high. And everybody had like one piece of like Charlotte Hornets gear on.
Nice, dude. It was just
starter, everything.
It was a cool logo, dude.
Well, the color scheme was like totally new.
Yeah, nobody liked the Orlando Magic at the time either.
No, Shaquille O'Neal wasn't. He didn't do anything.
I was a Utah Jazz guy. So
no,
I just like to tell people that.
Yeah, nice, dude. He's like, I just like
you
fucking.
You like calling him a little rap?
I like fucking marrying a lot of chicks, so I'm really into the. I'm really into the Utah Jazz. What up?
Wait, when they play, do they play with more than one basketball at a time?
I think so, dude. They're double dribbling.
Yeah, one guy likes to dribble multiple basketballs.
Yes, it's like the fucking Harlem Globetrotters.
I like this. This is a fun thing.
Not to make this sound horrible, but the Utah Jazz were the only NBA franchise in the late 90s where their two stars were old-aged white dudes.
Well, you had Karl Malone.
Yeah, but you also had Jeff Hornacek and John Stockton.
I really wouldn't say Jeff Hornacek was their star. I think it was Karl Malone and Stockton, man. And it was you got to look at NBA Jams, dude. Who's the two guys playing?
Oh, yeah.
Karl Malone and fucking
he's Stockton. On fire!
Yeah.
It was Jeff Hornacek and John Stockton.
No, it wasn't, dude.
Passing the ball to each other back and forth.
It was Sloan Kettering and Jack Daniels. And we were blazing that shit. That's what you sounded like right there.
Oh, my God, dude.
I knew Johnny Hopkins. Johnny Hopkins.
All I got to say is, Matt, just, you know, maybe you take the long way home.
Oh, I know.
Maybe you lick the white shit.
I told John Stockton to cut his hair that way. And he got all the chicks. The fucking hard part. looking like a banker, but you're a basketball player. Boom, dude. You get all the fucking chicks, dude.
All I know is now, now that Matt's in Texas doing that, Shannon's going to finally come down. She's going to open the door and she's going to, Matt, why are you sweating? He's going to go watching Cops.
It's like, she's Texas.
She's going to be like, did you touch my drum set? And I'm like, no.
I love the idea that Shannon has a secret drum set somewhere. Not allowed to touch.
No, she came. She came down and she's like, and I was all sweaty. She would walk in, and be like, "Hey, why are you sweaty?" I'm like, "I jerked off 75 times already today. It's only fucking 10 a.m., dude. What's up?"
Oh yeah, I'd be like, "Oh yeah, well, what did you look at?"
Nothing, dude.
Oh wow,
you'd be like, "Why are you sweating? Selling stuff on eBay?
Yeah. Why are you sweating?"
Oh man, I just listed this. It's like, oh
yeah,
oh, I listed. Cool. Look at all that Star Wars memorabilia you got.
I listed like 15 vintage Mad magazines today.
Nice. Yeah. Do you have the Ninja Turtles one?
I don't think it's. I don't think so. No, I got the Troll one though.
Oh yeah,
I might have the Turtles one.
Oh, that's a cool one.
I have a whole box of them.
So Mad magazines.
Sell, let me know.
I'll give you $1 a piece, dude, for them.
That's actually probably a decent deal.
I have to see what his sell for.
Yeah,
I got them all. You know, depending on the subject matter, like $8 to $10.
I have the Weird Al one, which I think was like one of the last ones that they've made, because now all they do is reprint them.
Yeah, these are all first prints, dude, from like '90s, '92, '94, 1990.
Yeah, all of mine are.
I used to love those growing
dude,
up.
Dude, I had
so my humor
subscription for that for like fucking 5 years, dude. Probably from like 90 to 95.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
I had Playboy at that time.
Oh, yeah. I used to jerk off to my dad's Playboys. But I would
jerk off to Mad Magazine. You know
what? But I would like.
Yeah, would you take, fold it in?
I would take the cover off the Mad Magazine and put it onto the Playboy. Hey, what's reading? Mad Magazine.
Oh, like Biff Tannen. And, yeah. Back to the Future.
How come it smells like cologne? Ah, it's just the Mad Magazine.
Yeah. So you hey, Mad Magazine's like, trying to sell you cool cigarettes.
Yeah, why you sweating? Well, I'll read Mad Magazine.
Watching Cops.
Watching Cops while I read Mad Magazine and I jerk off. Oh shit, that's too much information there, kid.
Where'd all the lotion in the?
This is where the conversation goes when Matt's left alone at home.
Yeah.
Jerk off, jerk off, jerk off,
jerk off. Exactly, dude.
eBay jerk off.
We can tell what activity Matt's been partaking in the most.
Yeah, we can geek. I jerked off on the couch. I jerked off on the chair.
Dude, we're gonna have to like get you some yogurt or something to replace your protein. I mean,
I've been eating raw. I've been drinking raw eggs in the morning, dude.
Yeah, right.
I've been feeling really weak. I've been like my muscles have been hurting, so I've just been doing some fucking raw eggs.
He's like, my legs have withered away.
I'm in a wheelchair. What's up?
He's like, I turn on my Ring camera and I jerk off.
You're like through it?
Yeah. I put my fucking toothpick dick through the peephole. And I get on the mic.
He waits for people to walk by and he gets on the speaker and he's like, hey.
Hey, rub it. Hey, rub it. What is that? Is it a spider's nest?
Talk dirty to the doorbell.
Is that a fucking? Is that a dried up prune? What is that?
I love that you just referenced. Number two of the Hangover, right?
Hangover two, dude.
Yeah,
and then just like flicking it.
I haven't seen those movies in forever. I'm gonna have to rewatch those.
Those are a yearly watch for me, at least the first one, and I can reminisce.
Yeah,
like the good old days.
Why do you want to fuck on me? Nobody's going to make fuck on me.
Yeah, dude.
What's this? It's a snake skin.
This is my life partner. He's also my dad. Look at Jeffrey Tambor is a riot, man.
Tigers love pepper. They hate cinnamon.
How do you know that?
It's the wrong Doug. So, we should probably talk about Weekend Geek. I'll tell you guys. So Matt called me out on Instagram because I made bread from my Lord of the Rings cookbook, which is incredibly geeky.
Enough said, dude.
Yeah. Like, oh, no, I've got more. So it's It's a seeded bread made with sesame seeds and poppy seeds and rolled oats.
Any yeast in there, or is it like one of them Irish breads?
All-purpose flour. You bake it at 350 degrees for 25 minutes. And yeah, so it's supposed to be for like hiking.
Yeah, so it's an Irish. So it's like an Irish soda bread, dude. So
in a sense, yeah. There's no like sodium bicarbonate or like anything like that in it. So
talk about a fucking nerd, dude. I knew that right away, man. I know all my breads, motherfucker.
Yep.
Test me, bitch.
There's no MSG.
This is Bread Talk. That's our new show.
Welcome to Bread Talk. We're gonna talk about wheat today.
Sourdough. Why is it so sour?
Why do people call it sourdough when it's not really sour?
I mean, really?
Today we're going to talk about a good rye bread. Oy vey.
Babka. Who's got the babka? Sorry, that's my John Mulaney there.
Oh, we're going to talk about bagels and schmears today.
Schmears?
You got to smear the bagel.
I feel like you're making fun, but now I kind of want to have that conversation sometime. So
I kind of want to go eat some bagels and lox, dude. See you guys later.
Yeah, you got to get a good schmear on it.
I like all those things. You know,
I like.
Have you tried to make your own bagels? I never have.
No, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna go buy them.
Yeah, they're cheap enough, right?
I'm not gonna lie. I watched a video one time how to make bagels, and then I said, "Fuck that. That's a lot of work."
I watched like 10 seconds of it. I'm like, "You got a preheat oven? Fucking, I'm out."
Well, did you come? Oh no!
Yeah, I thought this was a fucking.
Jesus Christ! There's some things you just don't ask a guy.
Matt went and got some bagels the other day just so he could have a hole to fuck.
Not there yet.
Extra butter. Yeah.
Not there yet.
Not there yet. He's got the cinnamon raisin with some butter.
Not there yet.
Just stay away from the everything bagel. That shit chafes.
And rub my sack raw. Oh.
He goes to Dunkin' Donuts for his coffee, and he's like, I would like a bagel with lox, but I'm not going to eat it.
And warm the lox.
Yeah, warm them up.
Warm it until that fish smell really comes really
bad. Oh, dude. Oh, wow.
All right. That's enough, dude. I'm out. See you guys later.
Oh, man. Wow. I think I'm offended.
Oh, man.
Well, at least you didn't get warm Nutella in there. Actually, I was just thinking that'd be gross on a bagel. So, you know.
He's like, on the front, I want cream cheese and lox, and then on the back hole, fill it full of Nutella.
Sir, there's only one hole. <It's> like you're thinking of a bowl, sir.
No, you could fill each hole with something.
Okay, yeah, it's like a donut. That's exactly what a donut is, right?
Oh god, dude. Yeah. I really want to eat some Dunkin' Donuts now.
No, I'm with you. Have you tried those little balls that they have that are like filled with cream cheese?
Not yet.
Yeah, they're bagel bites or something. They're not bad.
By the way, we're not sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, no, we're not. No.
Nope.
I mean, if anything, we'd be Tim Hortons, right? Eh?
Not going to lie, dude. I enjoy a good Burger King croissant breakfast sandwich.
I went to Burger King once recently for the first time in like 4 years, and I don't anticipate going back.
So I prefer Burger King over McDonald's.
I mean, McDonald's I'll get coffee, but I don't know, I don't really eat there either, you know. I'm a Wendy's guy.
Tried Wendy's breakfast for the first time.
Not bad, right?
I was unimpressed.
The chicken was pretty good, dude.
Okay, I did get the chicken honey biscuit. That was all right.
Yeah, the other one was like breakfast baconator, and I was like, meh. I'm like, I get it.
Suck ass. Their hash browns are French fries that are seasoned.
You're like, your breakfast baconator? Man, there could be too much bacon in that. Not bad.
No, it's like everything but the bacon is like terrible.
Oh.
Yeah, their hash browns suck ass.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the Dunkin' Donuts little hash brown discs. I don't know why.
Yeah, they're really oniony.
Yeah, I don't like them. Shannon loves them shits, dude, but she want to try them. I'm like, oh, it tastes like a raw onion. Fuck that. Yeah. It's like they're like, soggy. They're fucking soggy, dude. Like they're kind of like they're greasy. It's like fucking.
They don't have a fryer. I think they air fry them.
No, they have just the little convection oven. They put them in for like 90 seconds on top of a piece of paper.
Ooh, wax paper.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, and you get that flavor, the wax paper flavor.
That wax paper flavor.
Yeah, flavor. So going back to my week in Geek, you know, I had a good episode of my other show there, the Epic Tales from the Sewer. We had gotten some feedback from the artist from The Last Ronin. So he sent in a voicemail, and we did a preview for the new issue that's coming out, number 3, which is going to be out next week. So, nice. Or this week as this is released. So that'll be pretty fun.
Cool.
And this is a huge week for video games too.
Matt's making his mustache into an evil villain.
But yeah, he's making himself fancy. So, well, yeah,
he moves to Austin for a month, and he's already got to go with the weird beard.
Look at that! He looks like what is his name? Wyatt Earp.
There you go, dude. I'm shaving it all except for the mustache.
Oh wow!
You should.
And then could I just be an interesting look for you from here.
Yeah. It's you call you Wild Matt.
Do you anticipate the beard will outlast the summer, or are you going to be like, it's so fucking hot and you're going to shave it off?
Nah, I've been in heat before with the beard. It's no big deal.
You haven't lived in the heat with the beard.
I might just like start smelling like that weird kind of like under neck, you know, like under a fat roll smell. You know,
oh, get some patchouli, dude.
You know what I'm talking about?
Patchouli and just rub it in the beard.
So you're just going to blend in with the homeless people.
Pretty much, dude. Pretty much.
Yeah, why not?
Can't beat them, join them.
Well, what about you guys? What'd you do for your Week in Geek this
jacked off a couple of homeless bums.
Yeah, like at the same time or like in a line? Like,
it was two at a time, dude. Like reverse. Oh,
wow. Did you anticipate the DTF?
It's from Dirty Mike and the Boys.
It's Dirty Matt and the gang now.
Dirty Matt and the gang. Yeah, thanks for the fuck, Shaq.
Yeah.
Well, you know that's what he did. Then he's like, "Now you must go and go through people's garbage and bring me all the valuable trash."
They get them hooked, and they bring in the good stuff.
These are what, brown eggshells? What the fuck? I like to judge people by brown eggs.
I honestly didn't do shit, dude. I mean,
you've been busy, though.
I drove past a few collectible stores that I wanted to check out. I have a Half Price Books really close, and I have this place. Is this called like Odd Collectibles? I think it's what it's called. This is down the street. I definitely want to check both those places out because the Half Price Books from the street when I drove by looked like it was fucking packed, dude.
Oh, wow.
Not just with books, dude. Like, it looked they had a lot of fucking shit.
Since our last show, me and Matt did go to a collectible store in Austin. They had a lot of cool shit, just really overpriced.
Yeah, not that one. I don't want to go back to that one. That one was, like, for, like, rich yuppies that, like, large.
I like Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's like, Dad, I like Spider-Man. Oh, let's go here. You know, like, no.
I mean, that's literally really cool the plot shit from Unbreakable.
Yeah,
pretty much, dude. It was that spot.
Like, they had really cool shit, but yeah, it was really expensive.
Like, that's the kind of place who probably does a lot of business online, and they're they just want like a cool place to show their shit. And every once in a while, they'll probably do one big sell a week or a month or something to make their nut, dude.
They price everything in the store higher because they want impulse buys.
Yeah, and I'm gonna I don't buy that way. I've never bought that way. I'm always looking for like the underpriced thing or like the mistake or like, oh, that's like 2 years old, but I'm going to buy that because it's still valuable. They probably just got too many of them and they're trying to fucking get rid of them. You know, I've never bought just like, I need it, dude. I've never bought that way. So fuck them.
Not even the Baby Yoda.
The Baby Yoda was, it wasn't for me. And I got it on it like the pre-order and it wasn't that expensive.
Yeah, you know? Shit. They had your Baby Yoda marked what, three times as much as you paid for it?
It was like $850 or $900, dude.
What?
Yeah. So
ain't nobody gonna spend that. Trust me,
they had basketball cards I was selling for $200, marked at $400 to $500.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Texas inflation.
It's that STEMI money, dude.
Yeah.
They're like, Californians are moving in. Double the price.
Triple. Fuck them.
Fucking Californians. We'll drive them away with our high prices.
They'll charge you less if you have a mullet.
All right. Yeah, I got one.
Yeah.
You walk into a store and they're like, where are you from? And you're like, I'm from here. They're like, all right, we got secret prices.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like the secret menu at like...
you move that decimal point two clicks over to the left. Wink.
Wink.
I went, I'm going to...
Are you part of the Brotherhood of Texans?
I think I'm going to get my hair cut like this week, and I'm going to go in. I'm going to be like, cut my hair what you think a Diet Mountain Dew would look like.
It's going to be Diet Mountain Dew, a circle on the top, like in a shape, so it looks like a cap.
You know what I'm talking about?
Like, you're going to get a Mo haircut from the Three Stages.
If Diet Mountain Dew was a person, cut my hair like that.
That's Joe Exotic's first husband. That's what if Diet Mountain Dew was a person.
No, dude.
Yes.
I would shave your head bald because I'd be like, it's like someone who wants to be cool, but they're not.
Right, well, so what actor best represents what soda? So like you could think of like Dr. Pepper, Coke, Diet Coke, and like Diet Mountain Dew. Is there an actor that you think best represents that?
I would say fucking Kenny Powers, dude. Fucking
Kenny, yeah. That's a good one.
What, he's Mountain Dew?
Yeah. He's Mountain Dew.
Fucking full throttle Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Fuck yeah, I drink Mountain Dew. Hell yeah.
That's what man drink.
I fucking piss excellence.
I'm a fucking man, am I? Of course I drink Mountain Dew.
Like if NASCAR and Diet Mountain Dew had a baby. Cut my hair like that.
Yeah, you're gonna get a Kenny Powers mullet. That's it'd be all right. Curly. Yeah.
Jared, curl that shit out, man.
I need to rewatch that too because that's just so good.
That show is so fucking great, dude.
Even the second season was good, you know?
The whole fucking series, dude.
Yeah. Actually, there's a thing on Vice about who the character is based off of. It's based off of John Rocker, who played.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, loosely based.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
actually, I didn't know Danny McBride and John Rocker were actually both born in the same hospital.
The same day.
Like a year apart.
Different moms.
Wow. Yeah.
Same day.
Still, just to be like that.
Different moms.
The fact that they're from the same era, you know, John Rocker has to be like the inspiration.
No, yeah, dude. Fuck yeah.
I mean, yeah, dude, John Rocker was on the Braves for a little while, right? I mean,
yeah, that's where he got famous because he was saying quotes about like
people on the subway.
Yeah.
God, that's crazy. I remember John Rocker. You know, I was more of a John Smoltz guy myself. Yeah, he was the closer for the Braves. That's okay. You guys don't know baseball. It's all right.
Yeah, I'm good there.
Name an obscure 90s fucking basketball player, and you're all about it. You're like, oh, Johnny Shabadoo on the friggin'.
Joey Jojo Junior Shabadoo.
You leave Muggsy Bogues out of this.
I love Muggsy Bogues.
Oh, Muggsy. Where you going, Muggsy?
You leave Larry Johnson and Grandmama out of this.
Grandmama.
Yeah. Grandma.
Is that Penny Hardaway or
he hate me or?
Oh geez, yeah, that's
XFL deep cuts or what?
Well, we were talking about The Rock. Doesn't he own that now?
I think it's part of it or something.
Nah, he bought it, yeah.
Nice, dude.
Oh, did you see that Rob McElroy and what's his name? Shit, I'm drawing a blank now. Fucking dude from Deadpool. Ryan Reynolds. That they have a show about them buying the team in England because they bought a soccer team together.
Oh, that's weird.
He's making some interesting investments, like between that and like Mint Mobile and...
Man, fuck him.
Diversify your bonds, man.
You got to get in that booty sweat game.
Yeah, I was just thinking, get some booty sweat. That's what I'm going to buy. I'm going to put all my money into booty sweat.
You know, maybe he should like invest in like, you know, HD DVDs or Blu-rays, you know.
Whoever fucking backs porn, dude, is a winner.
Yeah, Disney hasn't done that yet.
Fuck them, dude. That's why they're going down.
Yeah, exactly. What about you, Justin? What did you do this week? These past 2 weeks, I should say.
Well, I was in Texas with this guy over here, so I didn't really get to watch anything, really. And then this week, like I said, I watched the, you know, that shitty Angelina Jolie movie, which just made me shake my head.
I love how upset this film makes you.
Sadly, okay, just because I was bored, I watched another Madea movie, and I found it more enjoyable than the Angelina Jolie movie.
All right. Okay. Well, you know, but both Tyler Perry films, so I can understand, you know, you like what you like. No,
Tyler Perry, I didn't know he was in the Angelina Jolie movie. He just kind of popped up randomly.
Okay. All right.
But, I watched Madea Witness Protection with Eugene Levy, so anything with Eugene Levy is good.
That is a good point. Do you guys ever watch Schitt's Creek?
Yes.
I watched it. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's a good show. Chris Elliott, man, he just makes me laugh like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
He's so good. A lot of his stuff is improv, too. I always go back to his my favorite role of his. Take my other hand, it's stronger.
Mine's Cabin Boy.
Oh, yeah, dude. Jesus Christ, dude, that movie's fucking crazy.
Pardon me, but I was just contemplating what poor drifter's corpse you stole those shoes from. I memorized that so I could say it in high school. I got punched. So.
Jesus, dude.
Oh. Yeah, that's great. And Andy Richter, this is how a harem girl dances.
Yep. Dude, Andy Richter is fucking underrated, dude.
Absolutely.
Like, I wish he would have done more stuff, man.
Maybe he will now that Conan's retiring.
Because he's fucking hilarious.
Actually, he had a show for a while that he was a private investigator. I shouldn't even say a while. It lasted like 6 episodes. And it was
not a long thing. It was on Fox, too, I think.
Yeah, people were like, what's this fucking shit?
It was actually, I liked it, and it got canceled, and I was kind of sad that it did.
Yeah, he's a funny dude. So I know, when you said Cabin Boy, you just reminded me, we've been watching The Deadliest Catch here, like crazy. Like, just like it's going out of style.
I love that show, dude.
Yeah, you just get stuck on it, you know?
Dude, it's such a fun show. I want to visit that little bar.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I Googled how to get there, dude. And it's like, you got to take a plane and a boat and you got to fucking walk. And it's in that fucking little coastal, or not even a coastal, it's in the Bering Strait of Alaska, you know, out, dude. It's fucking crazy, dude. I want to go there.
Do you guys hate Elliot as much as I do?
I like them all, dude.
I don't like Elliot at all.
I don't know.
He was on the Ramblin' Rose, and then he's on the Saga, and he was like the young captain. Because we're watching from like 2012 now.
He's the one with like the straight bill cap.
Yes, that he wears sideways. And
I hate that fucker. I like that guy just because.
Do you really? Yeah.
Hey, because he's young and he knows what he wants.
If you want the true stories, I grew up with a guy who went up to Alaska and did that, so he can tell you the true stories. Yeah.
Dude, we should get him on. Ask him about it.
And we should get him on.
He's told some really crazy stories. He's like, he's like,
we docked one time. I picked up this crab. It was like this big.
No, dude, he's telling me stories about like, dude, just the guys that are on these fishing boats are so fucking like cracked out of their minds and stuff.
Oh yeah, dude.
He's like, we parked the boat in Portland, and we went to a bar, and the cop pulled us over. The guy got out of the car, fucking choked the cop out, took his hat, got out of the boat, and left.
Jesus, dude. That should definitely be a upcoming show, dude.
Yeah, that's a must.
Yeah, reach out to him.
That was my buddy Jake. He bought an RV when we graduated high school, drove up to Alaska, lived in an RV, and became a fisherman.
Nice.
Wow. Does he like Primus?
I believe he goes by
the deep cut, guys. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Well, you said you went to high school with you, so he's probably into country music and all that. So,
actually, no. Jake hates country music, but
I like him already.
Yeah. Speaking of Week of Geek, I did watch some The Sons of Sam.
Oh yeah, you were talking about that.
Yeah, that was kind of a crazy documentary that showing that there was actually more than one Night Stalker killer.
See, I started it and couldn't get past like the first 30 minutes, dude, because it didn't pull me in.
Dude, you got to keep watching it as it goes on. It like digs deeper. You're like, holy shit.
Yeah, maybe I'll try it. I love those fucking
It gets better, especially once you start, because the first episode I was a little lost. Like, who the fuck are they talking about?
Yeah, that's what I was. I was like, because I know a lot about David Berkowitz, and I'm like, what is this shit, dude?
It's more about the guy who was a journalist and really like dug into it.
Yeah. So
the story's more about him. And
maybe I'll retry it then.
Yeah, because like he uncovered that actually there's two brothers that were involved in it and all this.
Maybe I'll sit up all night tonight and watch the whole fucking thing.
Well, fine. Do it then.
You could do that. I mean, just, you know, or you could watch an Angelina Jolie firefighter movie.
Well, I probably won't ever watch that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you could watch that, get 2 hours in, and then go, what the fuck is this whole movie?
It's an hour 39, so relax.
I love John Barenthal, and I still won't watch it.
He doesn't grunt as much in that film.
I'll tell you something. He gets killed.
When?
Even he said, this movie sucks. I want to die.
Yeah, he wanted out. Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. Well, how do you guys think this went, dude? First fucking e-commerce show or whatever we don't call them.
E-commerce show?
Yeah.
It's first. Good. Yeah, I like the guests that we had.
Like long-term relationships.
Yeah.
So like we're all... That's also a throwback joke to yesterday when we did our dry run of this.
And then like no one's going to know what that means. And
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's going to be funny.
Doesn't matter. It's between us. I don't give a fuck about everybody.
I dig it.
I'd like to thank our special guest, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
How you doing? Thank you for having me on the show.
Thanks for having me, everyone.
The real thing is,
for walking.
is one of you guys needs to go and move to another state so we can really be like...
I fucking did!
Cross country, motherfucker.
I did. I moved 5 years ago. I moved out here.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying, like, you know...
Oh, I didn't tell you guys. I'm in Florida now.
I believe him.
It's really bright. that's great. So in terms of this, everybody can find us at Geek Life HQ on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. We've got a robust social media presence, so please make sure that you comment, like, and subscribe because you don't want to miss any of this. You know, the new stuff, the old stuff.
It's basically so you
can comment on Justin's cooking.
It's basically us just calling each other homos. For the most part, sometimes
it's all right because I knew what I was in for when I was posting.
You don't post that shit, dude. Like, fuck you, man. Like, yeah. I'm gonna bust your ball so hard.
I know. Dude. Yeah, I count on it. So
the only person that posts food is me.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's you.
But you're not cooking out of some cookbook from some fucking like shit, dude. You know, like if it was
wait till I start cooking the mussels.
Like, dude, if it was like a Ninja Turtles thing, dude, I would have been like, all right. I'll fucking let that slide, dude. But Lord of the Rings, see, there you go, dude. Ninja Turtles cookbook. See,
yep.
That's all right, man. That's all right. Do something on that next, and you're less gay.
Yeah, less. But so the
no homo.
Cookbook is not acceptable.
No, dude, just fucking wing it, dude. I made a pizza in the shape of a turtle all on my own. See it? That's what you do.
Well, this had like Raphael's favorite pizza, so you know you had to make it.
Nice.
Because Raphael's dead.
30 minutes or less, dude.
They killed him.
Who?
Raph.
When?
Like a month ago.
Oh, geez, dude. Way to spoil it, guy.
Yeah, that's
all right. Fuck it. All right. That's a different podcast. All right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in. Let us know what you think about our virtual show. If we sound good, if we're not, whatever. We don't give
a fuck. send a voicemail so we can try to figure out how to play it.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, dude. That's going to be a whole fucking other thing right there.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Is. Yeah.
I mean, one of us since needs to get a mixer. I'm sure you have one and you'll just have to play it with your phone.
Yeah. So. I think I've got a line in that I can do. So I don't know. Yeah. We'll see.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in and be sure to follow us and Justin's cooking tips on making soda bread, but calling it something else.
And Matt's jerk off tips.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, and be sure to turn in for Thirsty Thursday, where Matt just jerks off nonstop and tells the world all about it.
All right,
guys, have a good one. We'll catch you next week.
Everyone thinks because you're a zombie, you don't know good coffee. Well, they're wrong. We have very active lifestyles. It's not all wandering the countryside aimlessly or scaring passing motorists. And we all love a good cup of joe. And there's only one brew that gets my seal of approval. Deadly Grounds Coffee is my guilty pleasure. bold, robust, delicious. It's coffee that can wake the dead. With over a dozen different roasts and flavors, Deadly Grounds can satisfy the most finicky of coffee addicts. The aroma is so intoxicating. It brings all of my neighbors out of the woodwork. Deadly Grounds coffee. Coffee to die for and zombie approved. It's good to get a little deadly.
Use the front door!
Oh, they're so disgusting.